is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 31st of March, 2007. It's the birthday of the poet whose poem you read in junior high school, "Had we but world enough and time, this coyness, lady, were no crime. But at my back I always hear time's winged chariot hurrying near," which meant less to you when you were in junior high than it may now. The poem "To His Coy Mistress," written in 1650 by Andrew Marvell, born on this day in 1621. It's the birthday of the man who translated the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, Edward Fitzgerald, born in Woodbridge, England, in 1809. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Marge Piercy, born in Detroit, 1936, grew up a white girl in a black neighborhood, started writing, became the first member of her family to go to college. Moved to a poor section of Chicago, she started reading the Beat poets. She got involved with radical groups, Students for a Democratic Society, and so on. She wrote six novels, all of them rejected, came out with a collection of poems in 1968 called Breaking Camp. And then in 1976, her novel Woman on the Edge of Time. She's published many more novels and books of poetry since. It's the birthday of the man who wrote I Think, Therefore I Am, René Descartes, born in Turin, France, 1596. He was a mathematician before he was a philosopher and a scientist. He conducted all kinds of experiments. He studied refraction, the properties of rainbows. He dissected animals, wrote about how they were constructed like machines. He invented analytic geometry, a precursor to calculus, and worked for a long time on a theory of science that was similar to what became the scientific method. He was alarmed when he heard that Galileo had been persecuted by the church, and Descartes decided to write a book to prove that skepticism about the laws of nature was a necessary step to understanding nature. And that book became his Discourse on Method, 1637, in which he wrote, "If you would be a real seeker after truth, it is necessary that at least once in your life you doubt, as far as possible, all things." And it's the birthday of the novelist John Fowles, born in Essex, England, 1926, author of the novel The Collector, about a man who collects butterflies and then one day kidnaps a young woman and keeps her in his basement, hoping to win her love. John Fowles, who said, "Passion destroys passion. We want what puts an end to wanting what we want." Here's a poem for today by Marge Piercy entitled Tracks. The small birds leave cuneiform messages on the snow. I have been here. I am hungry. I must eat. Where I dropped seeds, they scrape down to pine needles and frozen sand. Sometimes when snow flickers past the window, muffles trees and bushes, buries the path, the jays come knocking with their beaks on my bedroom window. To them, I am made of seeds. To the cats, I am mother and lover, lap and toy, cook and cleaner. To the coyotes, I am chaser and shouter. To the crows, watcher, protector. To the possums, the foxes, the skunks, a shadow passing, a moment's wind. I was bad, watchful mommy to one man. To another, I was forgiving sister whose hand poured out honey and aloe. To that woman, I was a gale whose lashing waves threatened her foundation. To this one, an oak, to her flowering vine. I have worn the faces, the masks of hieroglyphs, gods and demons, bat-faced ghosts, sibyls and thieves, lover, loser, red rose, and ragweed. These are the tracks I have left on the white crust of time." A poem by Marge Piercy, Tracks, from her collection The Crooked Inheritance, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.